Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's new flight program about military life, equipment, and gadgets. And we're going to talk to retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert Barrows. Colonel, how did you wind up in a military career versus corporate anyway?
Well, that's an interesting question. I actually was a senior in college when the Vietnam War was in its heat. I graduated in 1968. I ran a campaign for Robert Kennedy in the middle of the state of Massachusetts and was all set to go to work for him, but he met an untimely end, and so I ended up having to be drafted into the military. So I went from one position to a private in the Army.
Tell us a little bit about your history.
I ended up at Fort Dix, New Jersey for basic, and then I went to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri for advanced individual training, and I got my infantry training at Fort Dix and my engineer training at Fort Leonard Wood. From there, I went home for 2 weeks for a vacation and then off to Fort Benning, Georgia for Army Infantry OCS. That's Officer Candidate School. And that was 6 months of grueling infantry tactics, small arm tactics. And upon completion of that, I got commissioned as a second lieutenant. And they weren't sending second lieutenants straight away to the war because they wanted to have them have a bit of time as a second lieutenant to sort of learn the ropes of the Army before going into a war zone. So I ended up at Fort Riley, Kansas, where I was the adjutant to the 2nd Brigade. I was the assistant adjutant, actually. The adjutant was a major, and I was his assistant. And that was a pretty challenging assignment, and I really loved it. And I thought, hey, this Army is more fun than I thought it would be. From there, I got orders to flight school. So I went to flight school at Fort Walters, Texas. And then 4 months later, was moved over to finish up flight school at Fort Rucker, Alabama. Upon completion of flight school, ours was the first flight school that didn't go direct to Vietnam. And so I was assigned to Fort Devens, Massachusetts, where I was the training officer for the post. From there, I went over to replace the Lamsam 719 folks that were in that conflagration. And so I went to Vietnam and got there in June 15th of 1971. And initially was assigned as the assistant adjutant to the 17th Combat Aviation Group. I quickly interviewed for the aide to the colonel's job. The colonel was the Colonel James H. Merriman III, and he knew if he did a good job, he was going to be promoted to general. So he was going to have an aide, and I did my best to try not to get that job because I wanted to get out flying helicopters, but he ended up selecting me, so I spent 6 months as his aide. And then I ended up getting out to a combat unit and flew for the 61st Assault Helicopter Company, and they were up in Lane Army Heliport. From there, I ended up coming back to Fort Devens. I was the protocol officer and then sent to the Institute of Aerospace Safety and Management course out at USC and became the safety officer for the airfield at Fort Devens. I did that for about 6 months and then was selected to command the airfield for a short while as a captain. From there, I went to the Infantry Officer Advanced Course at Fort Benning, Georgia. Spent a year learning small to medium unit tactics. When I graduated from there, I was selected to the Tactical Nuclear Course to learn how to basically deliver nuclear weapons on the ground to the enemy. That was an interesting course, but I would have rather been on leave. But, is that okay to say?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, from there I went to Hawaii, where I was posted with my wife, and we had our first son, Christopher. In Hawaii, I was the motor officer for the 1st of the 27th Infantry, the Wolfhounds, and then selected to be as a captain there, adjutant, the S1. While I was doing that, I earned a master's degree from Central Michigan University in management and supervision. I then commanded a headquarters company for the 1st of the 19th Infantry, the Rocksteady Battalion. From there, I went back to Fort Devens, and I was the post operations officer. I did that for a spell and then took command of the airfield at Devens and then went out to Fort Sheridan, where I commanded the airfield of Fort Sheridan. Actually, it wasn't an airfield so much as a flight detachment, but I had 14 generals I had to keep happy with, two small turboprops and five helicopters. And we flew basically coast to coast and border to border, occasionally into South America. From there, I was promoted to lieutenant colonel and retired. And so that's pretty much my history.
And that's a beautiful history it is. Thank you so much, Lieutenant Colonel Barrows. We really, really appreciate your service to the armed forces and that you're now with Blog Talk Radio. The show is blogtalkradio.com/flight, F-L-I-G-H-T. That's blogtalkradio.com/flight. Today we're interviewing Brian Howell from U.S. Cavalry, and your host will be retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert Barrows. Colonel, are you in?
I'm in.
Okay.
Hi, Brian. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Tell us a little bit about your company.
Well, U.S. Cavalry is based in Kentucky, just outside of Fort Knox, the famous gold repository. We specialize in military, law enforcement, and outdoor clothing and equipment. And currently, we operate 7 retail stores, including our newest at Hunter Army Airfield in Georgia. We publish just under 1 million mail order catalogs that are sent to our customers and friends all over the world. And finally, we have a user-friendly website, uscav.com, that makes it easy to find and purchase what you need any time of day, wherever you may be.
Yeah, I'm a retired Army aviator, so I'm real familiar with Hunter Army Airfield. That's great. They can use the equipment there. How did U.S. Cavalry get started?
Well, our company was started by a Vietnam veteran in 1973, and he wanted to solve some of the supply problems that soldiers faced at that time. You know, often the normal supply chain would dry up, and soldiers would be left to buy secondhand equipment and clothing from pawn shops or wherever they could get them. So clearly there was a need for professional quality equipment that could supplement what was issued by the government. And another problem that he saw was that many times a soldier wanted to upgrade their equipment but found it hard to find these items. So U.S. Cavalry solved these problems by stocking everyday items and superior alternatives that were beyond standard issue.
So you've been in business quite a few years then. What kind of customers shop the U.S. Cavalry?
We sell predominantly to our military in the United States and those deployed overseas from all branches. Army, Air Force, Marine Corps, and Navy personnel order from us 24/7. And we fulfill small individual orders as well as large units, too. Right now, we're actually fulfilling a huge order of name tapes for the U.S. Air Force. We also carry products specifically for the public safety industry. Police, corrections, and other emergency services personnel can also find quality equipment here. So while we have a large following of professional military and law enforcement, there are quite a few customers that are avid outdoor enthusiasts who like to hike, camp, and hunt, and they like the idea of buying equipment that is good enough for the military.
Yeah, I've been on your website. It's very professional. What are some of the common questions you get from potential customers?
Well, some of the common questions we get is, do we sell surplus? And all of our products are brand new. We've been around for over 35 years, but many people actually still think that we're affiliated with the U.S. military or U.S. government. But that isn't the case. Anybody can shop at U.S. Cavalry. You don't have to have a government ID card. With that said, there is a small percentage of items that are restricted to law enforcement or military only, but those are clearly marked. You also need to understand your local regulations because there are certain products with shipping restrictions, such as pocket knives.
Why do you think customers keep coming back to U.S. Cavalry?
I think customers keep coming back to U.S. Cavalry because it has to do with the people that we have working here. Many of us have friends and family that are in the military and public safety fields, so there is a genuine desire to help our customers get what they need at a fair price. We also have a great selection of products, which makes it easy to get everything you need from one place.
So what is popular in your store right now?
Boots are always a great seller. Soldiers get issued a set of boots, but these can wear out quickly, and so oftentimes they will use this as an opportunity to upgrade and get something better. And believe it or not, we sell quite a few tactical pants, which in our industry resemble what you commonly think of as khaki cargo pants.
Well, what are you most proud of the U.S. Cavalry?
One of the things that I'm most proud of about U.S. Cavalry is that we are constantly changing to meet our customer needs. We were one of the first to open up a retail store that sold brand new clothes and equipment. We were one of the first to produce a mail order catalog. And we were also one of the first to start taking orders over the Internet. We don't like to stand still here, and we'll continue to be where our customers shop.
And is there anything else you'd like to say about your company, U.S. Cavalry?
We think that our website, uscav.com, is pretty popular, and it's a great way for people all over the world to shop. So we thought we'd give your listeners a special discount. Just enter the word CAV Radio, that's CAVRADIO, in the coupon field of our shopping cart, and you'll get free standard shipping to U.S. and APO FPO addresses until December 31st of 2010.
That's excellent. Thank you so much for filling us in on what you do in the U.S. Cavalry. I understand you started as a small store just outside of Fort Knox.
That's correct.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Brian, and we'll be talking again in the future.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity to be on your show.
Take care.